Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome also to Friday, the first day in the 8th month of the year. 8 is the number of a new beginning. I prophesy to your life a new beginning. Throughout this month, God shall be opening new doors for you everywhere you go. Every plan of the enemy over your life shall be frustrated. This month, angels of the Lord shall go before you and make the crooked path straight. Let's do this. Mention 3 or 4 most pressing needs in your life you want God to help you accomplish this month. 3 or 4 needed, pressing, crucial. Open your mouth and pray. Pray like this. Oh Lord my God, I believe you for this, for this, for that this month. Go ahead and do that as I pray over it for you. Now let me pray. Your desires are granted. Consider them done. God shall surprise you this month. As usual, sow a gift seed to someone's life today, no matter how small. And as you give out the seed, pray that God will give you great harvest. August 1 celebrant, open your hand for prayer. The Lord bless your bad day and bless your new age. As you grow in age, you will grow in grace. Happy bad day. Now, let's start. The first issue today. Good morning, Daddy. My question is about tithe and gratuity and pension. When I was in service, I used to remove tithe from my take home. Now, am I supposed to be paying on my pension of 66K and on housing fund, which was removed and kept from my salary and allowances, resettlement allowance, as I retired from the Nigerian police? Thank you, sir. Wow. Now, for a civil servant or a salary earner, tithe is supposed to be based on your gross, despite all the deductions. And if you have been tithing on your gross pay, now you are in pension, you don't have to tithe on your pension again, except if that pension was invested for you by pension managers and all the other deductions were invested and they are now yielding profit. Because they are new income, you have to pay tithe on them. Tithe is not on what you have tithe on before, but on the new income through the commission and the interest the investment has yielded. Next, good day, Daddy, and my family members. I'm abroad for my son's wife's Omugo, but I'm very sad. Since I came, I've not been able to have a private family talk with my son. He always avoid that. He told me I couldn't enter their bedroom even when baby cries. I cannot listen to my regular Turning Point. He will say I'm making noise. I feel so frustrated. I feel so sad. I want to go back home. I don't want to report him to my other children or family members. I'm supposed to stay 3 months, but I want to cut it short to 1 month because I'm deeply hurt and frustrated. Daddy, what is your advice for me? Wow. I want everyone, young and old, to listen. You don't do this to a mother. This is the challenge. I don't want to call it a problem. We're sending our children abroad when they are not being properly Nigerianized, culturally and traditionally indoctrinated. Many of them, like this your son, get over there and get carried away, and they distance themselves and hate anything that is Nigerian or African. No, they are making a big mistake. Now, you can't listen to messages. You can't enter the bedroom. You can't carry your grandchild when he's crying. I begin to wonder, if he's doing this to you as a mother, what will his wife be doing to you? You can't turn your mother into a slave in your house. I counsel all young people, no matter where you relocate to, no matter what status and influence you command later in life, honor your parents, honor your father and your mother. Be proud of them. Be a proper African or a Nigerian person. Don't throw away your culture and tradition because you are in another man's land. No, even I'm glad you didn't tell other children. Even if you are going to tell them, let not be now that you are still there. Thank God for your other children. I am sure not all of them we have this kind of Oyinbo attitude. Don't touch, don't talk, don't make noise. No, there are many great sons and daughters of Nigerians abroad that still honor their father and their mother, despite that they are in another culture. Well, please still be praying for him. Love him. Someday, sometime, somehow, he will realize his mistakes. I support your cutting your visit short and return home. You shouldn't be in an environment of daily frustration, hurt, and pain at your age for that long. Receive grace to still love and pray for him. Listeners, please send your counsel on this if it is different from mine. Next, good day, Pastor. I'm a 71-year-old widow, being in love with a 78-year-old widower. Both of us are ministers of the gospel. We love each other dearly and are willing to get married. Unfortunately, my own children who are married and on their own will not accept my intention to remarry. Daddy, please advise me on what to do in this situation. We have decided not to have any cohabitation until we are rightly married, as required by the scripture. I love my children dearly too, and I would not want anything to separate us. Wow. Children, again, issue here again. To start with, I love your decision to remarry. As a widow to a fellow widower, you are perfectly in order. To everyone that may be saying, what does a 71-year-old woman want to marry for? I pray, may they not know loneliness. At this age, it is not procreation, but recreation for companionship, praying together, planning together, and doing ministry together. And I am somewhat surprised at your children's stand or attitude on this. The many that I see here are children whose parents are widowed, urging the parents, urging their father and their mother, encouraging them to remarry so that they can prolong their lives. They are married, happy, excited, with their own spouses, and they don't want their mother to remarry. My encouragement is that widows and widowers who so desire should marry. A good companionship, joy and happiness in marriage, prolong life and bring healthiness. My advice, one, prayers. There is nothing prayer cannot do for God to talk to them and make them understand that loneliness can kill. Number two, I have a feeling that not all of them will have this same attitude. It could just be one of them who is very vocal and have this strong opinion and then influence others. Could there be one or two that can listen to you, that love mommy enough, and you sit them down and let them see the reasons? Let them see the side of the loneliness of life, having lived with their father for so long, and now their father has gone to be with the Lord. Somehow, one or two of them will listen and then influence others, and they will eventually agree. So with prayers, with patience, I believe something will change. Please love them. I also agree with you that having loved your children this much, nurtured them and had brought them up, let nothing bring a separation between you in your life. Well, with prayers and patience, like I've said, there will be a breakthrough. Again, listeners, talk to this. Send your comment and your advice to +23 4809 789 4000. It will get to me. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Let them also learn from what is blessing you. I'm not teaching from any textbook. I'm teaching through inspiration and revelation of God. No live broadcast today till Monday. Communion service is tomorrow. Prepare your own today. If you missed the crossover vigil yesterday night, 30 minutes vigil, visit our YouTube and Facebook page. Listen, receive the message, pray the prayers, and sow the sacrificial seed that we were all called to sow. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 8888 we are sowing this month, do so as soon as you can. Have you obtained my new book, 70 Lessons I Learned in 70 Years? It is hot. Many people is in great demand. obtain your own. Every TPGM members, I want you to have that book, not just for yourself, but for your children. Now, for more information on that book, SMS or send a chat to Bookie on +234 805 6434 758. It will be given and you will be directed. May the Lord bless you. This new month open for you greatly. You will come back rejoicing. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day and have a wonderful month. Bye.